Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
What if there was a clinically proven system that could save your sight in just 10 days? 10 days to better vision. 10 days to something new that really works. 10 days to measurable improvement. 10 days and you see results. We believe in thinking differently, thinking beyond the limitations of conventional treatment. We believe in empowering patients and restoring hope through research-proven methods. If you or someone you love has an acute or progressive vision loss condition, call now and learn more about Dr. Andy Rosenfarb's groundbreaking treatment for better vision. Call 908-928-0060 or visit us at AcuVisionAcupuncture.com.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This hour is brought to you by Second Sight, life in a new light.
Service-related injuries affect a veteran's whole family. For example, mortar fire left Sergeant Sean Johnson with a traumatic brain injury that caused problems with his vision. Fortunately for him and his wife Melissa, the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA, could provide needed resources. Melissa, now Secretary of the National BVA Auxiliary Board, says BVA programs and outreach are absolutely critical to recovery. Learn more about how BVA helps veterans and how you can help the organization at bva.org.
Palm Beach Symphony welcomes guest conductor David Zinman and guest pianist Misha Dichter for an incredible evening of masterworks. Immerse yourself in the experience at the Kravis Center of the Performing Arts. Sunday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m. Zinman will lead the orchestra in a fabulous program featuring Gershwin's famous piano concerto, Tchaikovsky's Towering Symphony No. 4, as well as the Florida premiere of a new work by composer Hae Kyung Lee. To purchase tickets, call 561-281-0145 or visit palmbeachsymphony.org. Use promo code BLINDANDBEYOND at checkout to receive tickets for only $15 each. Come, be entertained, enjoy Palm Beach Symphony, 561-281-0145.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This hour is brought to you by Second Sight, life in a new light.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
That's right. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're live from Orlando, Florida. And sometimes if you hear a silence or dead air, that's because we're doing it from home. Chris Shaw, our engineer, he's in the studio. And the rest of us are each one in a different home. So welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I'm the host, Michael. And I'm here with my co-host, Lynn Golder, and also Sheila Young, my co-host, and also here with Chris Shaw, who's our engineer.
Okay, now wait and a minute. Folks, you just stated what? That everybody is in their own individual each home. You and Lynn in each home,
well,
too?
Well, Sheila Young is in her home, Lynn is in her home, and I'm in lucky enough to be in Lynn's home.
Absolutely. He's actually in the doghouse outside.
Oh, okay. Say less then. I understand.
And if the folks turning into the show for the first time and they want to know what this is all about, we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. If you listen to a radio show that we say, well, we try to educate, we try to inform, we try to have fun, we try to get you also jobs during the year. So during the two-hour show that we have here, we try to do all those things. And by the way, if you would like to call in, please do. We'd like to hear from you. The phone number here is 407-894-1680. And by the way, whether you're blind or whether you're sighted, we'd love to hear from you. 407-894-1680. Whether you are in Montana, Pennsylvania, Chicago, or in Florida, we'd love to hear from you. 407-894-1680.
And
folks, yes.
Can I compliment you and Lynn, please, and Chris, of course, because without Chris, there is no show. But I commend you guys for trying to keep the show going during all of this difficult time and trying to bring some life and some humor into the households, because we could all just sit at home and not have the show, and you could play repeat after repeat after repeat. And I appreciate the fact that you guys aren't doing that. So I just
well, thank you so much. You're so sweet for saying it. You're so sweet.
Thank you,
You're
Sheila.
You're so sweet for saying.
For the thank big you smile on my face.
Gee, Gallagher, you making me you making me blush over here.
Stop.
I believe we have a guest. Don't we have a call on the line right now before we go to trivia?
Not yet, not yet. Hold on, I got a caller calling in now.
Sherry, isn't Sherry there from Orlando, Florida? Sherry,
Michael, why don't Chris? I know who's calling in what order, I believe, right?
I think he said Sherry Brun from Orlando, Florida. Sherry, are you there? Sherry, oh Sherry, she played that song, Sherry Baby.
All right, so we're going to go to the phone line calling in from Orlando, Florida. I believe he's a first-time caller, Angel Lopez from Orlando. How you doing?
How you doing, Angel Lopez? How is Angel Lopez?
Good, good. I want to say to you guys, thank you, because you continue doing this. They help a lot of people, and I'm very proud of you guys, what you guys doing. And I work in Lighthouse Works. And
I thought so. Thank you, Angel.
Thank you.
Thank you, Angel.
Have
hey,
a good day.
How you doing? Are you hanging
good,
in?
Sheila. Good, good.
Good. Glad to hear that.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling in, Angel. Keep on calling in, Angel. Keep on calling in.
He checked in.
Yeah. Is Sherry there? I thought I heard Sherry.
No, not yet.
Oh, no? Okay. Let's go to trivia. We're going to go to trivia time right now. Trivia time. The phone number is 407-
407-894-1680. I'm going to be surprised. I won't see what he's going to go play right now. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
When you're down and trouble.
I got the voice already. I got it.
Oh, of course.
If you don't get that in 10 seconds, you don't know who's singing. Because I know it's 10 seconds. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song?
Close your eyes and think to me.
I want to hear let's say this way. I want to hear, not from Florida. Will you call in first one? Not from Florida. Hey, Chris, take people from Michael, not from Florida first.
Michael, what? Can they listen to the song, please?
You just call
yes.
My name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yeah, baby, to see you again.
I want to hear first time caller, not coming in from Florida.
Winter, spring, summer, or fall. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend.
Better call quickly.
If the sky above you.
Okay, Chris. That's enough.
All of Florida people know that song, so.
Okay, let's hear, not from Florida, 407-894-1680. Let's hear first person of calls, not from Florida, not from Florida. Let's hear someone from not from Florida. Let's hear a first-time call. That would even be better. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? That voice is so recognizable, it's unbelievable.
Awesome, awesome. Awesome.
Nat King Cole. That's Nat King Cole.
No, he's not. No.
That's a joke.
Good try. You lose.
I'm looking forward to Sheila's song later, too. Funny, I didn't know the artist, but now I know the song.
Well, and you know why I picked it.
Yes, of course. All righty. Well, they better call in fast because our next.
Anybody get it, Chris? Nobody on the line?
That's because you said not Florida.
Exactly. I said everybody in Florida is going to know that song.
Oh, people know it all over the country, though.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
407-894-1680. Who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. I can't believe nobody knows that voice. It's unbelievable.
Where is
unbelievable.
Robert, where are all of our loyal listeners?
It better Johnny not be
Johnny
talking
Mathis.
To you.
Johnny Mathis.
All right, so I got a call list that's loaded, and everybody's from the state of Florida, and the phone lines are lit from Florida.
Well, of course they are.
Sheila said to us, "State of Florida doesn't know it." I can't believe nobody outside of Florida knows it.
So,
all right, so let me hear who's from Florida first.
I got William from Delray Beach, Florida, Marlene from Pompano Beach, Florida, and Sanford from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. That's funny, Sanford from Fort Lauderdale.
Who is first? Who is first?
All right, so let's go talk to our good friend William from Delray Beach, Florida. William, how you doing?
Hi, William? How you guys doing?
All right, how you doing?
Yeah, how
okay.
are you doing?
Do you belong to AARP?
Hello?
No, he's
William?
Young, Michael.
Oh, you're young. Oh, you're not 50 yet. Okay.
William, do you know who's singing that song?
James Taylor.
You
100%
right.
Right. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Someday you'll be able to use it after this whole thing's over. $10 gift card. Maybe someday maybe we'll even send it to you. Figure a couple weeks
very
to send
nice.
It to you.
Thank you very much.
Hey, William, don't hang up. Don't go anywhere. Hold on one moment, all right? William, stay right there on the line.
All right,
real quick, let's get it in and talk with Marlene from Pompano Beach. Marlene, how you doing?
Okay.
Good.
All right.
Hi, Marlene. How you doing, Marlene?
I'm okay. I inherited this macular degeneration. I think my mother had it. But anyway, I've been working on it. I go to endocrinologist every 3 months and getting a needle in my eye, and it seems to keep me going. I'm stable like Mabel, they say.
Oh, that's good to hear. Thank you
for sharing. I appreciate your show very much. I listened to it many years ago, but I haven't used the radio as much. I used to watch television, so I wasn't able to get the show. But since I have the radio in my kitchen, I listen to your show every week, and I appreciate. God bless all you people working.
Well, thank you
this.
So much for calling in, Marlene. Thank you for the nice
we
words. We
need more and more people.
Thank you
to have that
thank
interest
you,
to help everybody within the sighted, the unsighted. We never know in life from one day
that's
to
right.
the next.
Right.
Well, you stay and, safe, Marlene.
Stay safe and be well, Marlene. Keep on calling. Keep on calling. Love to hear from you.
Oh. Okay.
Thank you so much, Marlene.
And God bless you.
God bless you. All right. Thank you. That was Marlene from Pompano Beach, Florida. We got Sanford from Fort Lauderdale. Sanford, how you doing? That's funny. Sanford from Fort Lauderdale.
Well, when you ask me how I'm doing, when you ask me how I'm doing.
Sanford, are you there, Sanford?
Yeah.
Sanford, are you there?
I'm here. You don't hear me?
I hear you. Are you a first-time caller? We haven't had a Stanford in a long time. Are you a first-time caller to the show?
Well, I think I called a few years ago.
A few years ago, huh?
How yeah. are you doing, Stanford?
Well, I have an analogy to that question because all day long, I get about a dozen calls a day from India. First thing they say is, how are you doing? And then they want to get my credit card.
Oh, well, I don't want your credit card.
And don't ever ask. Don't ever.
Yeah,
listen.
I don't want your credit card, Sam.
Listen, the worst thing you can say is, can you hear me? They say, the worst thing you can do is, if someone says, can you hear me? Can you hear me? And if you say yes, that's bad. That's bad. Don't ever say yes. Don't ever say yes.
Yeah, they
no.
Yeah, they always want you to say that word yes. We're
right.
Right. recorded to, yeah?
They record really? The yes, and then they sell you stuff. You don't even know they sold you because they have recorded yes. The only thing they do is record your yes.
That's just like if anybody calls and says, is this Stanford? Never say yes.
Yes.
Say speaking.
Yeah, but they can't sell you anything if you don't give them your credit card.
We're going to break, Sam. We can't talk anymore. We're going to break.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Sam. We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
There's no denying it. Everyone is feeling overwhelmed. Life is tough these days. If you are looking for some relief, CBD just may help you manage your stress levels, cope with anxiety, enhance your gut health, and soothe your pain and inflammation. Community Pharmacy's Jeff Ferris, RPH, a pharmacist with over 35 years' experience, has done the research to bring you the highest quality, full-spectrum CBD products on the market. Community Pharmacy carries CBD with the Hemp Authority seal of approval, letting you know that these products are monitored for standardized quality control and third-party tested, ensuring a safer hemp industry. You deserve peace of mind. Try Community Pharmacy CBD products today. Phone in your order at 410-749-2195 or simply visit thehemphealth.com. Mention the promo code radio to receive a 10% discount off your order.
If you or a loved one is living with low vision or blindness, you need the Low Vision Shop, America's low vision destination. Visit us at thelowvisionshop.com to explore life-changing vision aids curated by a team of specialists with 45 years of experience in the low vision field. At thelowvisionshop.com, you can explore the new LED light-up mobility cane, the blind shell mobile phone with large tactile buttons, a large variety of handheld and video magnifiers, the latest innovative wearable technology, and much more. Use code BVR20 for 10% off your purchase at thelowvisionshop.com. That's thelowvisionshop, all one word, .com.
Free shipping on all domestic orders.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your need. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. We are back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We are back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. If you want to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, at least I hope you can do it. If you can dial the phone, I certainly hope you can do it. 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680.
Yeah, Lynn. Can I just say one thing, Michael? It's a good thing the show is only 2 hours. Does that be running out of treats here?
Okay. If you want to know, folks, what we're doing here at home, we're doing this live radio show from
out the window tonight.
Our home. And I fed the dogs in 4 minutes. I gave them a half a pound of boar's head turkey.
What?
No salt
added.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. You giving out boar's head? Let me grab some.
Boar's head turkey. That's what we give them every night. Boar's head turkey, no salt added.
Chris, we go without so they can have their turkey.
Y'all.
Oh, dear.
I'm one jive turkey
then. I
don't
get dessert. I'm moving in with them, Chris.
Right. You and me both. Listen.
I get peanut butter and jelly. They get turkey.
We got our good friend on the phone line, Beth Betts.
No salt added. The bet said it's because it's no preservative.
No salt.
Okay, Lynn, you're up.
No, you're up. Sheila, you're up. Okay, if our next guest is on, I assume it's our friend Elizabeth Kelly, and she's the owner of Best Betts Travel. Welcome back, Elizabeth. Thanks for joining
hi,
us
Lynn.
In this crazy time.
Hi, Lynn. Yes, hi, Lynn.
Hi.
Hi, Michael. Thank you. Thanks for having
hi,
me on the show.
Hi, Elizabeth. It's Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
I'm so sorry that you're probably going through a very difficult time like everybody else is, but it will get better, I promise.
Yes, yes. I'm quite sure it will. You know, I think if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. So I think on the other side, we'll all be stronger and better for it.
Yes, ma'am. I agree with you.
We just have to get there. We just have to wait and get there.
Yeah, we will. So... what would you like to tell the audience tonight? I know no one's thinking about travel right at the moment, but perhaps you can, you know, steer them in the right direction for when this is all over.
Well, you talk about the future. You talk about the future.
Right.
To call you in the future.
Right. They'll call you. Yes.
Right. I would say call me. And why do you want to call me is that I cater to people. I have a travel agency, and I cater to people with special needs, including people who are blind or have low vision. So it's really unusual. I can't say that I know any other travel agents. I know there are some that do it, but it's kind of a rare specialty. And I solicit that business. I'm trying for 20 years. You know, as a matter of fact, Lynn, I realized the other day that in May it's going to be 20 years. I'm having my 20th anniversary in May.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah. I've been saying like 17 years, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's 20 years. I lost 3 years.
Wow.
But yes, 20 years in business. and catering to people with special needs. And I'm thrilled to do it. So when the world gets back to travel, I would love your listeners to call me, and I will be happy to help them with whatever travel they want.
And I can say that Elizabeth has supported the show, and it would be nice if our listeners support you when the time comes, hopefully in the near future.
Right.
And, thank you.
And she's a delightful woman to talk with. I've had a conversation with her or two, and she looked into what I was looking into, and I found out how much it cost, and I was like, I don't know if I can do that. But, you know, Elizabeth, tell all of our listeners, if you would, what kind of trips you have arranged for people.
Right. I have done a pretty wide variety of trips. Certainly, cruising is a big aspect of travel and, you know, special needs travel. But in addition to that, some people just want to fly someplace and, you know, sit on a beach and drink pina coladas, and I am all down with that. So, you know, I do all of that, all-inclusives, honeymoons. People want to go to Las Vegas. People want to go to Europe. People want to go to the Grand Canyon. You know, whatever it is. You know, I don't have sort of cookie-cutter trips for people because I customize my trips based on what they want to do. So, if it's a bucket list trip or if it's something that you've done 10 times, but you would just like help navigating the world of travel, whether it's through the airlines or hotels or, you know, tours, sightseeing.
Going down to Mississippi and cruise on the boat.
There you go. That's a good one. American Cruise Line. That's nice. So really, whatever people want to do, I want to make that happen for them.
So, Elizabeth, if I wanted to go to Jamaica and...
Good place.
I've never been there. So if I wanted to go to Jamaica and I want to be in an all-inclusive setting...
Ocho Rios.
You could arrange that.
Yes.
Hey, we got our good friend on the phone line calling in from Fern Park, Dave. Dave got a couple of questions. They want to get in on this conversation with Liz.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave. Ladies and gents, good to hear you guys. I did want to mention something to, about Elizabeth and travel in general. Is that, you know, even though it is quiet right now in the travel industry, fall and winter is going to be probably a good time to go to Europe, I would think, because they're going to be finishing up before we are, because unfortunately our country is just a little too antsy, and so we'll probably be stuck with the virus here for a while. I think it's going to be clearing up in Europe before too terribly long. So at least by fall or winter, stuff is going to be
a place like Jamaica. There. Probably the virus is not even in Jamaica.
Probably some good deals too, I would think, to be had. Yeah, have you started hearing anything that I'm sure that they're not going to say as far as what is actually going to be open yet, Elizabeth? But I would assume, can you make a comment as far as the deals that might be out there, like a better prices than usual because of the travel scare and all that stuff?
Right. I certainly think that when the dust settles, there will be very good incentives to get people traveling again. You know, I don't know, you know, regarding airline tickets, or will it be hotels? Will there be special perks, you know, included in travel, escorted tours? You know, you kind of have to wait and see how things turn out here. But I would expect that there will be a lot of incentive for people to travel again.
That's cool. And when this stuff comes out, hopefully you can come out here on the air and let everybody know what there's some deals that might pop, you know, run through your system. You can
we will definitely have her back when it opens up. We'll have her back, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
I would love
cool.
to be
Thanks.
Back and talk travel with you guys and get you out and about traveling the world again.
I'm kind of ready to
it's
go.
It's good for everybody.
Know? When it's safe, anyway, I'm ready. So
right. So am I.
I'm thinking like winter and like where it's it's a little mellower over in Europe, perhaps.
Right.
Got to hit right. Amsterdam again.
It's a good plan.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Pardon me?
Thank you guys very much. And, yeah, thanks for having me on the show. And I look forward to sending your listeners traveling again in the future.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And don't forget, folks, it's Best Bets. Best Bets Travel. That's Best Bets Travel.
That's a tongue twister, right, Michael?
Say that five times fast.
That's right.
Stay safe.
All right, everybody. Thank you. Same to you.
Take care. Good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Night.
We have to have Elizabeth back when the show is back and you can travel. We're going to have her back on us. Absolutely. She's a good woman. Good woman.
Yep, she is. Very kind. She was
we'll have her back.
She was a person to talk with.
As soon as things break, we'll have her back again. So is our next guest on the line, Chris?
Yep. Are we going and to break? He's ready to go in full effect. So we're going to take this quick break.
We might as well talk to him now, right?
Let's talk to him now. We're going right now with the Todd. Todd, you there? Todd. Hey, yo, Todd.
Yes, I'm here.
Todd LaBlame, how you doing?
Doing good, sir. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for joining us, Todd.
Lynn, introduce him.
Well, Todd LaFlame is the head of the call center at Lighthouse Works in Central Florida in Orlando, correct? What's your
title? I'm not the head. No, I'm a team lead.
Well, the lead? What's the difference? The team lead?
Well, there's quite a bit of difference, but yeah, I'm just the team lead.
All right. Well, you're the main man.
He's the tallest.
So, yeah. Todd, we understand that Lighthouse Works has a lot of jobs for both the sighted and the visually impaired. So why don't you tell us about it? It's very exciting news.
Yeah, DEO has expanded our contract. That's the Department of Economic Opportunity here in the state of Florida, and they run unemployment, or as we call it here in Florida, reemployment assistance. And so we take calls from people who are filing for reemployment assistance. And as you know, with everything going on with COVID-19 right now, it is a monster. There are just so many people calling. The systems are just overwhelmed, and we need more agents on the phone to answer the phones and take the calls and serve the people of Florida. And so right now we're looking to hire a total of anywhere from 60 to 70 new people to put into our call center. We're doing a lot of construction at Lighthouse Works. We're moving things around, taking rooms that were once locker rooms and turning them into the rooms for the call center. We're taking the boardroom, making that into a room for the call center. All kinds of things are going on over there. And currently we've hired approximately 20 people. And so we got about 50
to go. And these are jobs for the sighted as well as the blind, right? These are jobs for the sighted as well as the blind.
Sighted as well as the blind and visually impaired. And it's a good work because you know you're helping the people of Florida and you're gaining independence and getting all of the different things, taking care of yourself and others. And that's one of the things that I love about the job is I'm able to.
So who do they call? Who do they call for these jobs? Who do they call for these jobs, Todd?
What they need to do is go to lighthousecfl.org. And when they go there, they're going to go to the careers tab. And after they go to the careers tab, they're going to scroll down and they'll see a link that says customer care professional, Lighthouse Works. When they click on that, then they're going to see a job description. I'll tell them all of the things that are required to work in the call center and to work on the DEO contract.
Okay, let's repeat that. Todd, repeat that because people lost you along the way.
Fine. So that's lighthousecfl.org, and then you go to careers. After careers, you want to go to the customer care professional position link. When you click on that, it will take you to a description of the job position and what the requirements are. One of the big things, you must be able to pass a level 2 background check. So make sure that you're able to do that. You got to be able to work some flexible hours, and you're going to be in 4 to 6 weeks worth of training before we actually put you on the phones. So I'm one of the trainers, so you might end up being in my class. And we've been hiring for a couple of weeks, and we'll be hiring all the way through May and possibly most likely into June. So
Todd, tell the listeners what precautions that you've taken there in the office as far as COVID-19 so that they can rest assured that if they apply and get accepted for the job, that they'll be in a safe environment.
Well, what we do is we make sure that every person that comes into the building gets their temperature taken as soon as they come in. And if they have a high temperature or fever, running a fever, they're immediately sent outside of the building. And if that fever maintains, we'll double check it again. If that fever maintains, then we'll ask them to go home and keep everybody else in the building safe. We have masks and gloves available at the front door that people are wearing, and people wear the mask when they're out in the public areas, and then when they're at their desk, if they want to continue to wear the mask, they can. If not, they don't have to. We have hand sanitizer available, and so, you know, we're trying to social distance, make sure that we keep people, you know, at least that 6 feet apart, so we're working on that as well. So a lot of things we're doing to take care of our employees and make sure that everybody there is safe and protected.
Okay, so that's Todd from Lighthouse Works.
There's 60 to 80 jobs there, he said. You've hired 20, correct?
We've hired 20 at this point, and so that would mean another 40 to 50 jobs that we're looking to fill. And that is
so Central excited. Florida. Yep. You're listing Central Florida, and it's for the blind, the visually impaired, and the sighted, which is
right.
Wonderful.
Right, you're hiring sighted, too. That's Lighthouse Works.
Mm-hmm. All righty.
It's in Orlando.
Yep, right here.
You want to give the phone number, Todd, real fast?
Oh, let me see here. Just a second for me.
Is it the 898-2483?
That's it.
Okay, so it's 407-898-2483.
Yep.
We know
and
that.
Say it again.
Also,
again,
check
repeat
us out
it
on the website.
Right. 407-898-2483. Well, we wanted to thank you for joining us tonight, Todd. We really appreciate it and wish you luck and stay safe and
we be well.
Yes, thank you very much, and thank you for having me on the show. You guys have a great evening. Stay safe yourself, and pets and puppy dogs there for me.
Take care. Are we going to break? We got time for trivia. We going to break or are we going to trivia? Thanks, Todd. We going to break or do a trivia?
We're
going to
break. We're going to break. We'll do a trivia. Here you go.
Yep, then. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Sheila's trivia story.
Second Sight Medical Products is the global leader in neuromodulation technologies to treat blindness. Building on 20 years of experience, Second Sight is breaking new ground with the
Orion
Visual Cortical Prosthesis, an investigational device intended to provide artificial vision for individuals who are blind due to a wide range of causes, including eye trauma, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and optic nerve injury or disease. For more information, visit www.secondsight.com.
For more than 60 years, AARP has focused on upending negative aging stereotypes, developing products and services, and widening opportunities at every age. We have been serving our members and society as a whole by creating positive social change through advocacy and information. The nearly 38 million members of AARP stand for generations and reflect a wide variety of attitudes, cultures, and lifestyles. Each day, we build on our history of solutions to fight for and equip each individual to live their best life. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too. to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Have you been California dreaming? If so, join us this summer at the LA 2020 Angel City Games presented by The Hoffman. 600 adaptive athletes of all ages and ability levels will participate in this four-day weekend of sports and community. Goalball, archery, swimming, track and field, golf, beach baseball, and more will be offered for those with low vision. Special events are held each evening, including entertainment and even celebrities. We also have travel grants and an accessible app. So mark your calendar for the Angel City Games, June 18th through the 21st. Find us on social media at Angel City Sports or on the web at www.angelcitysports.org.
If you or a loved one is living with low vision or blindness, you need the Low Vision Shop, America's low vision destination. Visit us at thelowvisionshop.com to explore life-changing vision aids curated by a team of specialists with 45 years of experience in the low vision field. At thelowvisionshop.com, you can explore the new LED light-up mobility cane, the blind shell mobile phone with large tactile buttons, a large variety of handheld and video magnifiers, the latest innovative wearable technology, and much more. Use code BVR20 for 10% off your purchase at thelowvisionshop.com. That's thelowvisionshop, all one word, .com.
Free shipping on all domestic orders.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. Yes, we are. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's what you're listening to, Blind and Beyond radio show. We're live from Orlando, Florida. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. It's time for trivia. This is Sheila's trivia. Sheila, this is your trivia song.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this. I can help. I got two strong arms.
First one, not for Florida.
It would sure do me good to do you good. Let me help. It's bad that people get lonely.
Telling me, yeah.
off its plane. All you gotta do is call. You know how I feel about you. If I can do anything at all, let me help.
407-894-1600. Okay, Chris, you got anybody on the line yet?
No, not yet. We getting there.
And yeah, I think you stumped everybody in Pennsylvania. I think you stumped them. They don't know who this is. They don't know who it is.
Well, you know, in this time in our whole country, it's time that we say, I can help. So that's why I picked this song, because this is such an important time in all of our lives.
We'll wait for 1 minute, then you can tell the name of the singer, who it was, and the group.
I'm not going to say anything, because you said out of Florida. I guarantee you somebody in Florida knows it. So
we got some people in Pennsylvania know it.
Sheila, while we're waiting, did you have any other PSAs? I know you had a whole slew of them.
I do.
What about the care packages? Does that apply to the whole country or just Florida?
Actually, she will ship them. But we do have a member here in Florida that is putting together mask and hand sanitizer kits. So the problem is the post office is saying hand sanitizer is a hazardous material. So it's still
no kidding.
Yeah, I read that.
Yeah.
I just read that. Yeah.
Sanitizers.
But UPS delivers that.
Well, but I don't know that she's going to send it UPS because, you know. But
it's more expensive, yeah.
If anyone in Florida is interested, they can reach out to you and get in touch with me, and I can get them in contact with this woman. She's being very kind to say I can send masks and hand sanitizer to people, or I can deliver them if they're local. So she's a very, very sweet young lady. So. And then my other PSA, of course, is the Florida Council of the Blind State Convention, as well as the Florida Council, as well as the NFB throughout the country are doing a lot of Zoom meetings. So we are doing connections on different topics. So you can go to acb.org or you can go to nfb.org and find all of the meetings that are going on. There's a lot of different topics that are happening. I've been doing a recipe swap.
I was just going to mention that.
Yep. So I have a
I listened to it. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
All right, listen, we got us a caller calling in from Philadelphia. Philadelphia.
Yes.
Yes. Her name. Yeah. Her name is Dr. Vivian. Vivian, are you there?
Hi. I'm not a doctor, but I'll be there if you want me to.
Okay.
Well, he likes to call everybody Dr. Vivian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's
I thought
fine.
I was the doctor.
How are you, Vivian?
I'm fine, thank you. And yourself?
We're doing great. Do you know who was singing that song?
I think I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yes, ma'am.
Elvis Presley. Are you going to say Elvis Presley?
No.
No.
Presley.
Billy Swan.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness.
Good God, because I thought it was Ricky Martin.
Oh, my goodness, Craig. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from, what's the name of that place? Subway.
Oh, we have a Subway here, too.
There you go. $10 gift card you're going
to
get.
I would like to know how Vivian knew about the show. I always like to know that.
I am the wife of Enoch Williams.
There you go.
Okie dokie.
And I won about 6 months ago, a while ago, one time. I won before, too.
Well, thank you so much. I think...
You know your music. You know your music.
Oh, yes. I love oldies.
I think Michael thought that nobody was going to get that one.
Ha, 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 ha.
I do, too.
There you go.
Take down her name and address when you send her the $10 gift card.
Okay.
Stay safe.
Glad you're out there.
All right, Vivian, hold on one moment, all right?
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening.
You were talking about the recipe swap. It really was a lot of fun. I listened, so tell everybody about that.
Yeah, Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, I'm doing a dessert recipe swap. So I started out once, and then it was like, well, we loved it so much, we want you to do it again. So I did just a general recipe swap, and then the last time it was breakfast. This time it's going to be dessert.
tell everybody how to do it.
I forgot to ask Vivian if she belonged to AARP.
Okay, well, you can call and tell her next time.
There you go.
He's probably talking to her right now. He can ask her. Anyway, so how do they do it, Sheila? How do they get a hold?
They go to acb.org and look under the community call.
Events?
Yeah, community events, community calls, community events. Mm-hmm. And all of the events are listed, the phone numbers, the meeting ID.
Oh, good. Well, that's easy enough.
Yeah. So, and then NFB is doing the same thing. They're doing a lot of community calls. They're doing a lot of connection calls because.
Did I see you're doing yoga or something?
Easy chair yoga on Tuesday.
Oh wow!
Thursday, yeah.
I believe we're going to go to break. We're going to go to break.
I can't hear it. Yeah,
I believe so. We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We shall be right back. I didn't hear the castanets, but they'll be coming up. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
It should be in break right now.
There we go. There's the castanets. Be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialist and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that, upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
Palm Beach Symphony welcomes guest conductor David Zinman and guest pianist Misha Dichter for an incredible evening of masterworks. Immerse yourself in the experience at the Kravis Center of the Performing Arts, Sunday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m. Zinman will lead the orchestra in a fabulous program featuring Gershwin's famous piano concerto, Tchaikovsky's Towering Symphony No. 4, as well as the Florida premiere of a new work by composer Hei Kyong Lee. To purchase tickets, call 561-281-0145 or visit palmbeachsymphony.org. Use promo code BLINDANDBEYOND at checkout to receive tickets for only $15 each. Come, be entertained, enjoy Palm Beach Symphony, 561-281-0145.
For more than 60 years, AARP has focused on upending negative aging stereotypes, developing products and services, and widening opportunities at every age. We have been serving our members and society as a whole by creating positive social change through advocacy and information. The nearly 38 million members of AARP stand for generations and reflect a wide variety of attitudes, cultures, and lifestyles. Each day, we build on our history of solutions to fight for and equip each individual to live their best life. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
During this COVID-19 environment, Duxbury Systems is here for your Braille software needs. We are open and working via telecommuting for technical support, activation questions, orders, etc. We are doing our best to keep the Braille flowing during this stressful period. So it's best to contact us via email. So please write to us at support@duxys.com. That's support@duxsys.com. Duxbury Systems makes accessible software for translating, transcribing, editing, and baking Braille for about 200 languages. DBT Win and DBT Max support virtually every Braille printer. We also support a number of Braille math codes and even tactile graphics. So visit us at duxsys.com. That's DUXSYS.com. Remember, Duxbury Systems is here for you.
We are back. Yes, we are. We are back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Well, you could have called in. 2 hour show, you could have called in. I was waiting for you to call in. You didn't call in. And I'm talking about you sitting there in the sofa. You could have called in. I'm sorry you didn't. I wanted to hear from you. Whether your name was Tom or Jerry or Louie or Harry or maybe your name was Debbie or Charlotte. How about Arlene? You could have called in. Yep. Anyway, hope you enjoyed the show tonight. For those people that are wondering, what was that all about? Well, we said in the beginning, we said during the show, we said we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. Hope you enjoyed the show. Lynn, you're on.
Yes, I wanted to remind everybody, join us next week, same time, with guest co-host. He's our guest co-host next Sunday night. Nigel Rickards will be calling in from, I believe, Boca.
He's our guest host. Yes, absolutely.
Yes, I said that. Yeah, our guest co-host. And our guest callers include Melissa Ballback, Independent Living Aid, and Jeff Faraci. You don't want to miss this interview. He's a pharmacist at Community Pharmacy in Salisbury, Maryland. And if you've ever been interested in CBD, hemp, or hemp products, you don't want to miss this interview. He is a pharmacist for almost 30 years. So that's my wrap-up. And I bet Carter's in the studio. Right, Chris?
You're absolutely right. I'm right here, down for the call.
Hi, Carter.
Don't get too close.
They said, hi, Carter. Wait, Carter right here, he waved his hand. He said, stay tuned.
Why don't we tell everybody to stay on after we're off and listen to Carter's music? He's got a great show.
Yeah, Carter's got some great music.
Unbelievable. Yep.
Oh, he's so humble. You got him over here blushing. He said, oh, gee, Gallagher, thank you.
Well, thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Once again.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Sheila. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Lynn. Hi, Carter.
And thank you all for listening to the Blind Beyond radio show. We appreciated you so much for being with us for the 2 hours. We loved having you. And we appreciate you having it in your home. Yes,
sure
we do.
Is.
Looking forward to next week. And listen, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back. That's right. We'll be right back in 1 week. Stay there. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Stay tuned. God bless. Stay well.